The World Health Organization, WHO, conducted a study which showed that negative perceptions and stereotypes about older people are widespread. More than 83,000 respondents across 57 countries and from all age groups took part. They were surveyed on two attitudes about older people, whether older adults are respected and if they are a burden on society. Dr. Alana Officer with WHO's Department of Aging and Life Course shared the results with reporters in Geneva.
The data indicates that 60% of those people consider that older people are not respected much these days. Those rates were actually higher in high-income countries, interestingly, than low- and middle-income countries. And what we found was that, in fact, the negative attitudes towards older people increased with age.
Where do these negative perceptions about aging come from? The experts think they're rooted in childhood. Dr. John Baird, director of WHO's Department of Aging and Life Course, explains.
The images most of us have embedded in our brain about what it is to be old is what we saw when we were 4, 5, 6 years old, of our grandparents. Now, depending on how old you are now, that is almost certain to be an image that really belongs in the 20th century. And just as populations are aging, so society is changing, and the role of older people and the ability of older people to do the things that they value has changed quite significantly. But if we hold those outdated stereotypes, then we tend to live that life as we ourselves get into that same age group.
He says the implications are pervasive and devastating.
If you internalize these stereotypes, which are very widespread, they actually help you frame how I should grow old myself. And the problem with that is that there's very good evidence that people who have negative ideas themselves as they grow older, it has multiple implications. Even it shortens their lives, and one research study found that people with negative attitudes actually had 7.5 years less life than people with positive attitudes.
And it's that internalisation of those ageist stereotypes which impacts on health, so in terms of mortality, but there's very strong evidence to show also that it impacts on physical and mental functions. It impacts also on your recovery from disability.
The UN estimates that the number of people worldwide over the age of 60 will reach 2 billion by the year 2050. WHO believes that, as with sexism and racism, social norms surrounding aging can be changed. Once again, Dr. John Baird.
One of the stereotypes we have of older people is that there is a typical older person and everybody over a certain age is the same. Nothing could be further from the truth. So there are some people who live into their 80s in very robust health and other people in their 60s who require significant care and support. And so our policies need to be relevant for all of those people. Anything that imposes life choices on people simply on the basis of chronological age restricts them from actually doing the things that are important to them.
The World Health Organization encourages people everywhere to take a stand against ageism on the International Day of Older Persons, observed this Saturday, the 1st of October. Doing so will help create societies that are more prosperous, equitable, and healthier, according to the agency. Deanne Penn, United Nations.